solid reason, but I ain't a marching anymore. No, I ain't a marching anymore.
Well, that's Phil Oakes, and he ain't a marching anymore. It was recorded in 1965. Very cool song. Prior to that, we played a wonderful song from a Texas artist, Long Ride Home by Terry Hendricks from San Marcos, Texas. And then we opened up with Darcy Farrow by Steve Gillette. And Jack reminded me, and I did say it, that he knew that Steve Gillette did write that song. All right, that wraps up the show tonight. It's 8 o'clock straight up. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM. Streaming live worldwide at kgnu.org. And stay tuned, because Jack is going to take you into a different world. Thanks for tuning in, and see you next time.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we are into the third and final segment of our three-part show called Cities in Ragtime. Lots of rags, have the names of cities in their titles. And of course, it always raises the question, why? And the answer is, I don't know. Maybe the composer happened to be in that particular city when he wrote it. Perhaps he grew up in that city and it brought back memories. There are all kinds of reasons that might apply. And we're not going to explore the reasons tonight, just the music. So here to take us off, First one, from 1914. It's a piece by George W. Meyer, who I know nothing about. It's called San Francisco. And here is the Pacific Coast Ragtime Orchestra. Thank you. right, great two-step there called San Francisco. That was the Pacific Coast Ragtime Orchestra. We're really going to jump around tonight to a lot of different locations, some of them not even in the United States. And here we go up to Toronto. And the late, great John Arpin, the Chopin of ragtime, he was called, wrote this piece. It's called The Toronto Blues, somewhere around 1966, we think. And to play it for us this evening is Adam Swanson. John Arpin would have been proud. Adam Swanson's version of his Toronto Blues. Well, we'll move to a town that very few people have even heard the name of before. The town is Braymer, Missouri, B-R-A-Y-M-E-R. Happens to be the hometown of an early ragtime composer, actually a doctor, a physician named Calvin Lee Woolsey. And either he or his estate was befriended by David Thomas Roberts, who was exploring his music, Woolsey's music at the time. And so David wrote this piece in 1979 and 80 called Braymer. And here to play it is yours truly. Thank you. David Thomas Roberts wrote it. It's called Braemar, a little town in northeastern Missouri. Well, turning now to a wonderful California composer named Hal Isbitz, who writes beautiful music, although it's a challenge to play. Here's a piece that he wrote in 1987 called Carmel by the Sea. Obviously, the little Carmel, Northern California town that's the artist community there. And to play it for us is a California native who once lived here in Colorado, Mr. Frank French. Beautiful piece. Carmel by the Sea, written by Hal Isbitz, played by Frank French. Well, we're really going to move to a small town now. Those of us who live here in Colorado will recognize the name Rocky Ford, which is a little bit south and east of Denver, out on the plains. And they are well known for their melons, their cantaloupes, and their watermelons that come into the stores late July into August and sometimes even into September. And they're just absolutely wonderful, wonderful. Here is a piece written in 1902 called Rocky Ford Melon Pickers by Garfield Wilson. And to play it this evening is the Queen City Ragtime Ensemble. Rocky Ford Melon Pickers by Garfield Wilson. Denver's own, the Queen City Ragtime Ensemble, made up of Hank Troy piano, Maury Walker banjo, Bill Clark tuba, Marl Shanahan drums, recorded back in 1986. Okay, speaking of Denver's own, coming up next is a piece called The Westminster Rag by Ray Leek. Westminster, Colorado, that is, not the home of Big Ben, but right here in the Centennial State, written in 1983, and Ray Leek was once the pianist for the Queen City Ragtime Ensemble and has played piano on the Mississippi Riverboats as well. Let's listen to Ray's performance of his own rag, Westminster Rag. Thank you. Ray Leek, who lives in Westminster, Colorado, in 1983 wrote this Westminster Rag, and we heard him play it. Okay, well, moving from a suburb of Denver here to the Big Apple, New York. And in 1909, somebody identified only as G. Durgan wrote New York Rag. And I don't have any listing for it anywhere. I don't know where it came from, but it was discovered by one of the New York museums that put out a CD of rags related to New York. And so here is the New York Rag, and the performer is Richard Dowling. Richard Dowling at the piano and New York Rag from 1909. Well, we have a message to bring you, so stand by.
Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! Is coming to Boulder April 21st as a benefit to KGNU. She'll be talking about her new book, 20 Years Covering the Movements Changing America. Tickets are available on our website, kgnu.org. And we also have a very limited number of spots to a small wine reception with Amy before her lecture for $250 or $400 a pair. This includes a copy of her new book and entrance to the talk. For the reception, please email Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, at kgnu.org. Or call 303-449-4885.
Okay, moving on now. I mentioned last time we did part two, that a couple of people that wrote a lot of rags that had cities in the title. One was Jelly Roll Morton, and the other was David Thomas Roberts. And we have three of them by David Thomas Roberts tonight. We've already heard Braemar. Now we're going to hear one that concentrates on the Colorado mountain towns. He did a tour through the towns there one day, an automobile tour, and was so taken with it that he came back and started writing. And he came up with one that he calls Breckenridge Fair Play Como from 1982. Here is David Thomas Roberts. Oh, shit. Well, I apologize for that. We have technical difficulties down here. I will try a different CD player to see if I can get that work later on, but it's not working right now. So I've got another one loaded up here, and let's move now to the city of Atlanta and play a tune called the Atlanta Blues. I don't have anyone who composed it, but it supposedly is based on the old blues song, Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor. So here then to play Atlanta Blues is Mr. Dick Wellstood. Oh, the late, great Dick Wellstead and Atlanta Blues. Great, great tune there. Well, I think I've got this going on a different player now. So here then, we'll try it again. Breckenridge Fair Play Como, written and played by David Thomas Roberts. Well, you got most of it, I guess. Sorry about that. It's a defective CD. I'll see if I can correct that at some future time. Let's move on now. And here's a piece written by Harry Von Tilzer. Harry and Albert Von Tilzer, the brothers, were very active in Tin Pan Alley back in the early part of the 20th century. And from 1907, here's a piece called Sacramento, subtitled A Characteristic of the Golden West. And here's the Chrysanthemum Ragtime Band. Thank you. Sacramento, obviously California. Harry Von Tilzer's piece from 1907, that was the Chrysanthemum Ragtime Band. Well, moving on now, we heard a piece that was written by Hal Isbitz and played by Frank French. We're now going to hear a piece that was written by Frank French, but not played by Frank. He wrote this in 1990. It's called Belle of Louisville, or Louisville, I guess it would be, because it's named after Louisville, Kentucky, and actually named after a paddle wheel steamer, but still has the name Louisville in the title. And it became a contemporary rag standard all through the 1990s. Here's a recording by the duo pianos of Jeff Barnhart and Brian Holland. Nice, nice twin piano arrangement there by, where are we? Jeff Barnhart and Brian Holland, that's where we are. And a good arrangement of the twin pianos there of Belle of Louisville by Frank French. Okay, another great piece by David Thomas Roberts, and I have reason to believe that this will probably play okay. It was written in 1980. It's called For Kansas City. And to play it this evening is the great pianist from Oslo, Norway, Morten Gunnar Larsen.
Thank you.
Well, a commanding performance by Morten Gunnar Larsen of David Thomas Roberts for Kansas City from 1980. All right, well, moving on, we come to Newport, Rhode Island, and a tune written especially for band by a Californian named Stephen Kent Goodman, who wrote a lot of pieces for band. He calls it That Newport Rag, and it will be played by the, let me get this right now, the University of Wisconsin in Eau Claire Symphony Band. Here's the Newport Rag. That Newport Rag, the Wisconsin University Band, that was written by Stephen Kent Goodman. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us on Ragtime America. We did Cities in Ragtime Part 3. It's been a lot of fun. Hope you enjoyed it. And we're going to go out with at least part of a tune written in the 1920s and recorded in the 1920s by a man named Sid Reinhertz. Here is the Boston Trot. The time is 9 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and on the World Wide Web at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
And thanks, Jack, as always. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. And last week, we started the first part of our fun with vinyl. I haven't played vinyl here on Swing Shift for quite some time, so I hope you'll pardon some technical, I forgot about that, and just enjoyed some wonderful music. My uncle, Richard, gave me some great vinyl discs, which are really apropos given what's coming up this weekend with the induction of people like Glenn Miller and Paul Whiteman and Max Morath into the Colorado Music Hall of Fame. So, one of the albums that my uncle presented me with was Jazz in the Troc, the great Elis Trocadero Ballroom, which I loved so much, from the year 1968, and a group of 10 greats of jazz put together by the great Dick Gibson, who, of course, was so instrumental in bringing back mainstream jazz. As a reminder, Yank Lawson was on trumpet, Peanuts Hucko on clarinet, Cutty Cutshaw on trombone, Bob Haggart at the bass, Clancy Hayes at the banjo, Bud Freeman at the tenor, and the great Ralph Sutton at the piano, Maury Feld on drums, Billy Butterfield also on trumpet, and Lou McGarity, who was with Cutty Cutshaw in the Ben Goodman Band of the 40s, also on trombone. We'll start from 1968 at the Troc with the great standard from Don Redman, also made famous by Harry James and his orchestra, and this is Cherry.